Good morning. If you're able, could you stand, please, for the call to worship? It's in your bulletin. If you'll join me in that. When we feel alone, when we feel rejected, when we feel drained and dried up and we can't give anymore, when we are unsure of how to move or where to go or what to do, come, Holy Spirit, revive us, move in us, and encourage us in the journey of faith. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Amen. Please join me in prayer. O gracious God, when you open your hand, you satisfy the desires of every living thing. Bless the land and waters. Give the world a plentiful harvest. Let your Spirit go forth to renew the face of the earth. Amen.
Back page, rain down. Please join us on after the second and third stanzas. I'll cue you in.
Again. And welcome here on this celebration of Pentecost, baptism, and church membership. I looked at the calendar today, and I also noticed that today is both Canadian Rivers Day and World Oceans Day. So maybe it's no coincidence that when we're using water to symbolize our new life in the church, we also think about the very tangible and central role that water plays in our lives. And we and all living things need water to live. So maybe it's a good day to remember that we need to do what we can to protect this vital resource. Just a little bit more food for thought for you. Are there any guests to introduce today? Anyone wish to be introduced? Welcome. Anyone else? Okay. There's just a few announcements here to highlight in the bulletin. Under number two, very exciting that there is an article about the community kitchen in the Herald. So congratulations to the ladies on a job well done. There's a link there to which you probably got by email so that you could read it. Haley Rempel, daughter of Hans and Anita Rempel, granddaughter of Hans Rempel, will perform as a solo flautist in Carnegie Hall on June 22nd. She is the first Manitoban flautist to do so in the history of the prestigious venue. Haley has attended McGill University and received her master's degree from Yale University. And there's also an article about her in the Free Press there. So that is very neat. Under number four, note that the Mission Choir will be singing at Bethania on Monday, June 9th at 7 o'clock. Please take note that they will also be serving at Bethania again on Sunday, June 29th for the 10 a.m. worship service. Are there any other announcements? Elizabeth, you have.
Hello. I'm going to move this up, Lisa. I just wanted to make you all aware and ask you to participate in the worship committee is hoping to facilitate three more foyer fellowship Sundays, I guess for lack of a better word for it, during the summer months. So we're looking for people to volunteer for setup and cleanup and maybe to bake some cookies or whatever else. So the Sundays are June 22nd, July 20th, and August 17th. So please look at your calendars and see if you're able to participate. I haven't made them up yet, but I was going to put some sign-up sheets there for people to help out. But if you're willing to help out for the June 22nd one, maybe you can just phone me or send me an email. That would be wonderful. Thanks.
Any other announcements that we should take note of? Okay, we'll enter a time of sharing. I just wanted to highlight a few things in our bulletin worth noting. You'll see that there is three people listed in hospital, Margaret Jansen, Mary Lethkeman. Wanda Neufeldt is actually at home now, so that's good. Please take note of our members who are in extended care. Also under number two, a word of thanks from Erna and John Martins. Would like to thank everyone for the calls, cards, flowers, well wishes, and visits that Erna has received after her knee replacement. They are greatly appreciated. Erna is doing well and getting better every day. So now is there anything that someone would like to share? Ingo has a mic.
Leonora Weeb here. I would like to share with you that nephew Marvin, who was supposed to go home this coming week, has had his third stroke. And I request your prayers for Marvin.
Thank you. I feel like I'm a regular feature here, sharing about Melanie Gaudreau, my sister-in-law. My sister-in-law, sorry. But many good things have happened since I last was up here 2 short weeks ago. Her trach has been removed from her throat. She's speaking freely now. And she's eating almost everything, minced freely, but straying into other foods. She's been moved to rehab, and we're talking about passes. So God be praised. We're so pleased and that things are moving along, and thank you for your prayers and well wishes and visits.
Is there anyone else who would wish to share? If not, let's bow for a word of prayer. God of grace and glory, you call us with your voice of flame to be your people, faithful and courageous. As your beloved Son embraced his mission in the waters of baptism, inspire us with the fire of your Spirit to join in his transforming work. Thank you for our life-giving oceans, rivers, and lakes. Thank you for their beauty, and more importantly, thank you for the life they provide and sustain. Help us to be stewards of creation and to protect them. Thank you for our church family, and in particular, the community kitchen. Thank you for their work and the connections built with our neighbors. Be with our members in extended care and in hospital, and be with those healing at home, like Erna Martins and Wanda Neufeld. Please be with the Weeb family as they deal with recovering from strokes. Thank you for your continued healing of Melanie and the wonderful progress made there. Be with the people of Moncton, who can now emerge from their homes and face a community altered by violence and fear. Be with the missing girls of Nigeria and let the world not forget them. Be with the people of Syria, though their civil war has been going on for too long to be front page news anymore. Let us remember that their situation is dire and in need of the world's immediate attention. We ask all this in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, looks like it's time for hymn.
Please turn in your blue hymnals to number 26, Holy Spirit, Come with Power. And please stand if you're able. This is a great words for the congregation, for the Holy Spirit to come and fill us as a congregation.
Thank you.
Okay, kids, time for children's story.
Good morning. How are you today? Do you notice the balloons that we let go last week? They're still up there? Yeah, so they'll help us to remember that Jesus is ascended up to heaven, but he's here today watching what's going on. It's a very special, exciting morning for our congregation today. I don't know if you guys have looked at the bulletin, but we're going to baptize somebody this morning, and we're welcoming three people back into our church. So if you notice up here, I've got some pictures. Do you see them? Do you know who they are? Those are my boys. That's right. But they're special pictures. Do you know what happened? What's special about them? They graduated. That's right. So there's pictures of Paul graduating from university, and there's pictures of Ben graduating from high school. And why do you think I brought them? Well, they're to help me remember a very special day, and it's also a way for me to share with you and show you how proud I am of my beautiful boys. And that's kind of what Mitchell is doing this morning. Mitchell, I suspect, a long time ago decided that he wanted to be a follower of Jesus, and today he's being very proud and showing us what he believes. And we're all being very supportive and loving and being excited for him. And he is going to say his promise out loud in front of all of us so we can help him keep his promise. But it's also very special because while Mitchell is making his promise public, all of us who have made that promise ourselves can remember what we promised to do, and it will help us to keep our promise. So thank you, Mitchell. Today we're also doing something else called communion. Communion is when we remember Jesus. And it's a special time too, because all of us have trouble remembering stuff. How many of you remember to clean your room every day? How many of you remember to do your homework? Some of you do, some of you don't. I'm a teacher, I know that's not very common that we remember to do our homework. So what we're doing today, though, is trying to remember Jesus. And Jesus, when he was on earth, he knew what people were like, and he knew that we would have a hard time remembering. So the night that he was betrayed, he was eating with his disciples, and he knew he would be soon going home to his Father in heaven, and he wanted to make sure that his disciples would remember him after he was gone. So he did something to help them remember. He took a piece of bread, which is an everyday kind of thing, and he broke it, and he said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. When you eat the bread, remember me." And then he took a glass of wine, which at that time was very common, like juice, and he said, "This is my blood, which is shed for you, and when you drink it, remember me." And that happened over 2,000 years ago, and churches all over the world still do this, some every week, some every few months like we do, to remember Jesus. And when we take communion, we eat the bread and drink the cup to remind us that Jesus suffered and died on the cross so that we may have life. So that's what's happening today. Lots of interesting things to watch. Can we bow our heads for prayer? Dear Jesus, we thank you this morning for the gift of Mitch and Lil and Len and Katie. Please help us to remember to tell people of our faith and love in you. And we remember you today. We remember that your body was broken and your blood was shed for us. We ask that you bless us this morning. Amen. And I think you go back to your mums and dads today. Bye, guys.
Okay, now we will be having the offering. Thank you.
Charles just came up and informed me that the ambulance just came and took Anita away. Don't know why, Anita Casper. So let's just take a moment to pray for her. God, we know that as life takes its corners, you continue to walk with us and hold our hand as you have promised. Don't know the circumstances here, but we ask that you would be with Anita and Neil in whatever is going on. Help Anita to feel your presence. We are grateful for our medical community. Give them wisdom as they respond to her. Amen. It's also going to mention, we talked about Erna having a surgery, and Erna's in church today at the back. She made it. So wonderful to have you here again, Erna. I appreciate that fiery spirit. You know? We'll just see if we can introduce that to some people who have cottages, and we're going to have a... Sorry. I didn't say that out loud, did I? In your bulletins, you'll find a blue insert. It's got birthdays on one side. On the other side, it has a congregational commitment and a few others. If you could keep that handy, and we'll call you to respond from time to time. Baptism and member acceptance services are very special events in the life of the church. We are blessed and encouraged as we listen to people who want to follow the way of Jesus with their life, and we are humbled and excited when people want to identify with the church. We recognize as they join the church, we are committing ourselves to respond to them with prayer and words of support and encouragement. It seems appropriate before we ask people to come and share, in this case Mitchell, to come and share his story, that we reiterate our commitment. Now, if you take a look at the blue insert, you'll see a commitment there, congregational commitment. These are strong words. So take a quick look at them. And if this is your heart's desire to follow this, not that you're doing it, because none of us are entirely, I would invite you to join with me in reading this commitment on behalf of the congregation. We commit ourselves to follow Jesus, through whom God brought peace to the world, and in whose name we share the work of reconciliation. We commit ourselves to the way of the cross, living lives of contentment, self-denial, and prayer. We commit ourselves to love each other, serving the church, sharing our time, talents, and possessions. We commit ourselves to care for the world, bringing good news to the poor, setting free the oppressed, and proclaiming Jesus as liberator and Lord. In this commitment, we find joy, peace, and new life. Amen. I'd like to invite Mitchell to come up and share his story, and Chris and Ben, who are his witnesses, will come up and have a word to share as well, please.
Morning, everyone. Hope everyone's doing all right. My name is Mitchell Meisner, for anyone who might need to know how to pronounce that. And probably might be a surprise to some people to learn that I've been actually coming here for the last 7.5 years. Granted, I've been hidden in the basement for a lot of that time. But when I've come out for Sunday services or other special events like Smorg or anything else that I've helped out with, I've met just a ton of really nice people. And you know, I've seen how wonderful that this community here is. It's a big reason why I made the decision to be baptized and to join this church. The community is very welcoming, and for me, it's a place where I felt way more comfortable than anywhere else in my faith journey, I guess you'd call it. Now, I was brought up in a non-religious household, but I was brought up in an extremely loving, caring, and very supportive household. My parents raised me to be polite, friendly, and instilled in me a good moral compass, at least as best as they could. And they were behind me in many of my endeavors, and they were behind me in all of my constructive endeavors. And they let me choose what I believe spiritually. Now, by the time I was a teenager, I went to only a handful of church services, mostly Catholic. And when I was a teenager, I think like most teenagers, I had questions. And so I thought starting to go to services more often would be helpful. And I also took up an invite from one of my new friends, Ben, while we were in grade 7, to go to his church's youth group. And at the same time, I also started attending services at my grandparents' Catholic church. But I found that they were kind of boring. But I still identified as a Catholic, even though I got much more from coming to youth on Wednesdays and discussing theology and Bible with Brian Weeb. Brian, he introduced me to the theology of the Mennonite Church, and he encouraged me to ask questions. And no matter how tough the questions were, we always had a good conversation, and he always had a good answer that made sense to me. I always felt like I always believed in a God. For me, my faith journey was finding the right place for me. What really made me comfortable with truly and honestly giving myself to God was my conversations with Brian and with my grandparents, two of the smartest people that I know. Brian encouraged me to join the church, and that was about 4 years ago. And I was ready to join the church then, but that summer, Brian left for Paraguay, and joining the church kind of went to the back of my mind. What brought the idea back was the friendships that I made here. With, you know, Chris, Ben, with Ryan, with Paul, and all the other great people in youth and young adults. The great attitudes and friendliness of everyone here, and of course, I have to mention Pastor Gary. He's been very open to any questions that I've had. He's been very supportive, and he's opened my eyes to why I wanted to join this church in the first place. Him and Chris, they share many of my views, and discussing the church and theology with them, as well as many of the other young adults who have come to Faith Exploration on Sundays, has cemented why I want to join. It's friendly, it's loving, it's caring, it's open to questions, and accepts me, even for all of my flaws, of which there are plenty. This is where I want to grow as a person, with God, with Jesus, with my family, and with this community. Thank you all very much. I look forward to meeting all of you and to talking to all of you.
I first met Mitchell in September of 2006 when we both entered the German bilingual program at Chief Peguis Junior High. We had some mutual friends, and so we started spending some time together. Only really got to know him later on, though, once he started coming to our church's youth group. A couple of weeks or months later, I can't really remember anymore. At youth group, Mitchell was always very enthusiastic, whether we were baking cookies, playing board games, or doing a Bible study. In fact, I've thoroughly enjoyed doing Bible studies with him for these past 7 or so years. He always has something interesting to add, and it's clear from his thoughtful responses that faith is an important part of his life. Furthermore, it is clear to me that youth group was important to Mitchell, since he always made an effort to make it out on Wednesday nights, even after he started working. Having formed some meaningful relationships at our youth group, our last year had a sort of bittersweet feel to it as our time at youth drew to a close. However, that was soon dispelled as Chris suggested that we start a new group, a group for young adults. Mitchell leapt at the chance to continue his faith journey with our church and the people he had met here. In this new group, he continues to attend regularly and still makes valuable contributions to the Bible studies we do. In short, I feel that through his actions and words, and through his dedication to the programs our church runs, Mitchell has demonstrated that his faith is very important to him. I am honored that you chose me to be your witness, and I look forward to welcoming you into our church. I'd like to leave you with this passage from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight.
Well, I first met Mitchell about, 7.5 years ago it was, when he first started coming to our youth group. And over those next 7.5 years, I've had the privilege of getting to know him and seeing him in his faith journey, asking insightful questions, and sometimes even getting answers. And I'm just so excited to have Mitchell finally officially join us as a member of our church. And I'd like to welcome you into our church.
Thank you, Mitchell, for sharing your story. We were excited to have you share on Sunday so that all of us could hear. And I think especially our children, they need to hear the people's journeys of faith to normalize that in their life. And thank you also as witnesses for sharing. That's important to know, part of how the journey happens inside. Pentecost is about experiencing the wind of the Spirit blowing through the lives, our lives and our church, bringing new life and joy. The Spirit comes inviting us to respond faithfully to the way of Jesus Christ. Baptism is a faithful response as well, not only to the God who reaches out in love and invites us to follow as disciples, but also to the people of God who have modeled this in their life, and you've talked about that. In baptism, we are identifying with Jesus Christ and with the less than perfect group of people. That's us, the church. In baptism, you are identifying with us and you are stating to the world that you have chosen to follow the way of Jesus and are standing with a God who spans the globe. Before you are baptized, I'd like to ask you a few questions, Mitchell. Questions to allow you to publicly affirm your decision to follow the way of Jesus. Do you confess faith in Jesus Christ as the one who saves us from the power and guilt of sin, trusting in the forgiveness and renewing power of God declared through Jesus' life and death and resurrection?
I do.
And do you commit yourself to follow Jesus Christ with your life? To continue to listen to the prompting of the Holy Spirit, to find direction for your life in the Bible, and to build a meaningful relationship with God through prayer.
I do.
In response to God's love, do you commit yourself to God's people, the church, to participate in the work God has given us, to care for each other the way Jesus has taught us, and to be open to the renewal and change that God works through the Holy Spirit?
I do.
Like to invite you as a congregation to respond. If you take that blue paper that you had earlier, and I think it's probably time for us to stand, so would you stand and read this together with me? As you are baptized, we commit ourselves to support you in prayer and through words and acts of encouragement. We are excited that you have chosen to be baptized. I know that God will bless you. Amen. You may be seated. Mitchell, I'll just have you kneel down here. Wonderful to have knees that allow that, isn't it? Mitchell, upon your profession of faith in Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. May God baptize you with his Spirit from above. In the name of Jesus Christ and the church, I welcome you as a member to this congregation. I know that God will bless you and make you a blessing to us as well. Membership, like baptism, is a statement that the church we want to be faithful, about the church we want to be faithful disciples of Jesus. Becoming a member says that we are willing to share what God has given us with the church and we are open to receive what others have to offer. It says that we are willing to be accountable to others and to care for them as best we can. It is a statement that we are willing to give and receive forgiveness, counsel, and a sense of belonging. Today is a special day. Three people are joining who have been members before. Circumstances have led them through various reasons to withdraw their membership, and today we are happy to have them here. Katie was not able to be here today, but Len and Lil are, so I'd like to invite you to the front if you'd like to come, please. I mentioned to Len and Lil that they're free to say something if they would like. And so.
As many of you know, I like to speak at the front. We've had a hiatus of 4 years to grow deeply in our faith, to find our way, to reflect, and to grow closer to our Lord. And in those years, we've learned many things. And one of the things that we've learned is that this congregation, as Mitchell already mentioned, is full of love, full of forgiveness, and full of family. And I'd like to take this opportunity on behalf of Len and myself to thank you all for your graciousness in receiving us, and to just thank you. It's wonderful to be back. It's felt like we've never left. The hugs are just medicine for us. So in this case, that's ich möchte noch ein bisschen was sagen für die, die nur Deutsch sprechen. Und ich danke euch allen, dass wir wieder zusammen sind mit euch als Familie. Vielen Dank.
We'd like to invite you to respond before we officially welcome Len and Lil. Would you again take your blue insert and read together with me? As you renew your membership at North Kildonan and Mennonite Church, we commit ourselves to support you in prayer and through words and acts of encouragement. We are enriched to have you once again as members of our church. May God bless you and make you a blessing. Len, welcome to the church. We're excited about having you here again.
It's great to be here.
And Lil, welcome to the church. Look forward to the hugs. And I didn't welcome you officially before, so welcome. I'm going to ask Mitchell, Len, and Lil to come and stand here. And what we'd like to do is invite any of you who would like to come and lay hands on them to come to the front and do that. And if you're in the balcony, we have time to wait. Please, I'd like to invite you to come, and the rest of you will get you to stand if that's what you need to get moving. So all of you stand, and those who would like to come to the front and lay hands on them, please do. And for those who are not at the front, I'm sure that their hands are extending up here. Would you bow with, pardon? No. Thank you, Charles. Would you bow with me as we pray? God, we are touched and honored that you have invited us to become a part of your church, to become a part of this organization where we are cared for and walked with, and although sometimes we hit potholes and land up on our face, that you are there to help us up as we continue to care for one another. We ask that you would be with Mitchell in a special way as he continues his journey as a person who has declared to the world that he has chosen to follow you. And also that you would be with Len, Lil, and Katie as they have once again stated that this is home. This is where they find joy in worshiping and growing. This is where they can use their gifts and feel cared for as well. God, we do thank you for the way your Holy Spirit on Pentecost blows through your church, filling us, enabling us to be the people you have called us to be, filling us with joy. Continue to help us to sense your presence as we continue to worship together and later on as we go about our day. Amen. Amen.
As our collective response of our commitment prayer, let us turn to number 538, Lead Me, Lord. And I know you've stood a lot today, but do it one more time, please. We'll sing it through once and add an amen on it.
Lead me, Lord.
to be reading from Acts 2, verses 1 to 4. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. And from 1 Corinthians 12, verses 3 to 6 and 12 to 13, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Just as a body, though one has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink.
Come on, let's just get it out. Let's do a good amen. Amen. Speak about answered prayer. Anita's fine. She's here. Isn't that wonderful? I love the story of Pentecost. It is one of those stories which just kind of adds a sense of excitement to the scriptural story and to our lives. there were a bunch of people about this many, actually, sitting in a room, and they were open to God, not sure what was going to happen, and then all of a sudden, it was like a cyclone was happening in there, and the wind, the sound of wind is all over the place, then they all turned into candles, you know, fire, and if that wasn't weird enough, they're sitting there, and people around them are talking, and they hear, you know, what you expect, English, Plokdich. And then all of a sudden there's Swahili and Portuguese and Ethiopian and Amharic, and they're going, whoa! And when things finally calmed down, what do you think they said? Whew! What just happened here? What just happened here? We are sitting here 2,000 years later and we can answer the question, we know! You were open to the Holy Spirit, then the Holy Spirit blew through you and changed you, and you became something. The church. Lisa read also from 1 Corinthians 12, and the writer says, there's different kinds of service and different kinds of ministry and all that, one Spirit. That doesn't mean we all turn into the same thing. The church draws the best out of us. In fact, being a part of the church, you should become more different, please understand that in the correct way, than you were before. And we all work, he says in another place, he said, well, earlier in the chapter, he says, you know, some of you are like a heart and lungs and toenails, and you all come together to form a body. Wonderful. But for those of you who read your Bible once in a while, 1 Corinthians doesn't stop at 1 Corinthians 12, 1 Corinthians 13. Remember what it says? And to quote Larry Norman, early 70s rocker, he said, without love, you ain't nothing. You ain't nothing, nothing, nothing. Without love, you ain't nothing without love. Which turns out to be a pretty good commentary on 1 Corinthians 13. Open to the Spirit, God blows through, creates them a church, and what happens? They land up loving each other. Not bad. So what happened here today? Well, we were open to God working too, I think, weren't we? Sure. We were open to God working in our lives and change us. And as we came, we saw evidence of God at work. Mitchell came up the front here and shared his story. We poured some water on him as evidence of the washing that happens, of cleansing from sin, filling with the Holy Spirit, and then we said, Mitchell, you are welcome to be part of our something. And then Len and Lil came down, and we talked about Katie, and they said, we'd like to come back, and we said, we've been waiting for you. Welcome to be a part of our something. What is that something? The Holy Spirit blows through us. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 12, it's like a body, as I mentioned. And Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 2, it's like a spiritual house. We're all living stones, and the glue is the Holy Spirit glues us together, and we become a living house, a place where God is worshipped and honored and glorified. Now, if they were still writing books of the Bible, it would say things like, the church is like a motor. Some of you are camshafts, and some of you are pistons, some of you are fuel injectors, and together we become more than the sum of the parts. That's the Holy Spirit part, right? Or it's like a patchwork quilt. Have you seen the quilts that our prayer ministry makes? Amazing. Little scraps that most of us would throw away, sewn together to become something beautiful. Something beautiful. And that's what God is doing today. Blowing, we can feel the air coming through the windows. Watch out, you might start speaking another language here. God blowing in and creating us into a place where God is at work and where we become more than just the people we are. And we love each other. So how do we respond to that? We respond with celebration. We celebrate the God who has made us the way we are with all the different gifts that we have. We heard some stories today. It'd be wonderful if we would take time every Sunday to drag a few of you up here to share your story again. We celebrate each one of you. the way that God has brought us together, who you are, and your thought process, and your personality, and your strengths, and your struggles. We celebrate the work of the Holy Spirit that makes us something more than we are, that blows through our church, bringing renewal and hope and life, and creates us as a church, as a group of people who love each other. And we celebrate Jesus. We celebrate Jesus as the one who humbled himself, Philippians 2, and came down. We celebrate Jesus who came and taught us how to live and what it looks like to follow his way, the way that God has called us to live. And we celebrate the way that Jesus died for us to help us to be freed from our sin. And we celebrate Jesus' resurrection from the dead that brings us hope and new life. And so we come to the table, which just makes sense, doesn't it, today? We come to the table and we remember the bread, the body of Christ, which reflects Jesus' broken body. But what else is the body of Christ? That's us. The church becomes the body of Christ, many grains ground up to form the loaf of bread. And that is us, and we celebrate that. And we celebrate the wine, which reflects the blood of Christ, shed for us to bring about the new covenant. But we also celebrate that new covenant that has come to be as the Spirit has blown through the church and has drawn us together to love each other and to get excited about loving our world. And in case you wonder, we all made that statement earlier, didn't we? We commit ourselves to follow Jesus, the way of the cross. We commit ourselves to love each other and to care for our world. That's what we said, because that's who we are. And so today we come. We come to the table of Christ. And today you are invited. All of you. We are invited. Not because we must come. You landed up in church, you better. But because we're invited. Not because we are worthy, but because we are in need of God's mercy. Not because we are strong, but exactly because we are weak, and we recognize that, and we recognize our need for the table. Not to share an opinion, but to experience a presence. The presence of God among us. The presence of the Holy Spirit on this Pentecost day. As the caregivers come to the front to prepare to serve, if you'd like to come and just stand along the front here, just a couple of brief instructions. First of all, we'd like to ask that if you would, anyone who would rather not participate, please just hand it along. There's also something we used to do when I was young. When you would pass along the elements, you would look the person in the eye next to you. And that was a way of saying, all is well between you and me and God. I'd like to invite us to do that again today. For those of you who have a gluten intolerance, when the cup bread comes, there's some gluten-free bread in the center. And for those who would rather not have wine, the center circle, it's a little lighter in color, is juice, and you're welcome to participate in that. Following the words of Paul in 1 Corinthians 11. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Would you bow with me as we pray? God, today we out of us as individuals, your body, the church. Thank you for the way the Holy Spirit has blown through us even today. And for the way that you have invited us to love each other and become that special something that you have called us to be. Help us to be grateful. Amen. Thank you. Did we miss anyone? As many grains of wheat are ground together to form this bread, so God, through the working of the Holy Spirit, brings us together to form one church. Take and eat, remembering God's love and his call to us to become part of the church, his body. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Let's pray. We are mindful, God, of the price that you paid to bring us back home, and we are so grateful. Thank you also for the way that in bringing us home, you have called us to be all that we can be, that you have introduced us to this new covenant of love so that we become people who love each other. May the world see the fact that we have encountered you. Amen. Have we forgotten anyone? As grapes are crushed to form this juice, so God calls us in humility to set ourselves aside so that he can use us as his people. Drink this in remembrance of Christ's death for us and the call to participate in his new covenant of love. One can never pray too much. Let's pray. In coming to this table, God, we have acknowledged you as Lord of our lives. We have been marked by your Holy Spirit and live in anticipation of your coming kingdom. Guide us, your called and chosen people, as we walk faithfully in the way of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Please turn in your Mennonite hymnal, the Red Book, to number 421. We'll sing verse 1, 2, and 5 of O Spirit of the Living God. I believe if I ask you to stand up now, you can stay standing till the end of the service. So please stand.
To comment before the benediction, I'd like to ask Mitchell and Len and Lil if you'll join me in the back, Lisa and I at the back, to greet people if you don't mind. There is a benediction, I think, written especially for Pentecost. It's written in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 to 21. And now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. And the people said, Amen.
Please turn in your blue hymnals to 427, You Shall Go Out with Joy. This has some claps in it, so make sure you do those. We'll sing it through one and a half times.
Okay, let's just head out. I'm done.